ham bone in there.
And you seasoned it with that.
Yeah, and it was good. We didn't have a ham bone, we put a piece of meat in.
Oh, you put like some fat?
Bacon, a piece of bacon, you know, or something like that.
Bacon, yeah, or something like that. Well, you know, when you cure your bacon yourself, would it get like a crust kind of a...
No, it just get dry on the outside.
On the outside, well, now would you have to...
Isn't it fresh on the inside, you know?
And would you have to cut off that dry part before you...
No, sometimes it would, and sometimes it didn't get dry enough to have to cut off.
Well, what would you call that crusty part on the outside?
Did
you ever hear anybody call it the rind?
Yeah, the rind. We always cut the rind
off. Oh, now that's something else. The rind was something else.
We cut the rind off.
Oh, you would. That'd be something that you'd have to... Yeah. Before you could cut...
Slice of meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We cut off a piece, whatever we want to cook, you know, fry. Mm-hmm. Then just cut the rind off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And slice it.
Mm-hmm.
And fry it.
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about meat, if you kept it too long and it starts smelling bad, you'd say that your meat is...
getting rank.
Uh-huh. And when it gets rank, you say that it's, would you ever say it's spoiled?
Yeah, sometimes it's spoiled, you know.
Uh-huh.
We didn't hardly have it to spoil.
Oh, you never hardly ever
had it. Because we took such a good care of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We never did have him to spoil or to mount anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
No, we never did.
You never did ever hear of anybody doing that? Or what about where you take the juice of the head cheese and stir it up with cornmeal and a little bit of meat and
hash.
Oh, you do that sometimes? And would you ever something like that, and you put the cornmeal in it and the juice out of that head cheese, and let it, and then you slice it up and fry it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever known? And you,
mm-hmm.
What did you call that?
Mm-hmm. I think we just called it fried.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anything like scrapple? Scramble or something like that?
Something like that. I don't know. I don't.
Where you would, now, if you had kept your butter too long and then it didn't taste good anymore, you'd say it was
getting old.
Uh-huh. And what about the thick, sour, lumpy milk that you might keep on?
Clabber.
Yeah. And the kind of cheese that you make out of that, you call that?
Cottage cheese.
And if you were wanting to get your, you know, out of your milk, of course nowadays they pasteurize it, but in those days you might pour it through a cloth in order to...
Strain it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a strainer.
Oh, you had a strainer. You didn't have to pour it through...
No.
Oh, so that's how you'd pour, but you would pour it through a strainer.
Yeah, I had a strainer, you know, about a half a gallon, and then had a strainer in the bottom of it.
Oh.
I'd pour my milk over in that and strain it.
Mm-hmm.
I churned with an old timey churn dash.
You did?
I still had that old dash when I left the house.
You did?
I don't know what in the world the kids ever done to all my stuff down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that I had that the people would have loved to have, you know.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, to put in the stores down there to show
sure.
the people.
What the churn and things like that they'd love to. Sure. Sure.
I don't know what the kids done with it. They've done away with it.
Mm-hmm.